Hey, Jake, why don't you tell Grandma about what you did on your spring break?
Bad idea.
What?
Nothing. I just saw that they're moving the L.A. Gardening Exposition from the Shrine Auditorium to the Convention Center, which I think is a very bad idea.
Thanks for the update. Go ahead, Jake. Tell Grandma.
It was really cool.
Now, hang on a second, Jake. I'm not sure you understand how serious this gardening thing is. It's a really bad idea.
I get it. Bad idea. Go ahead, Jake.
Alan put some milk in the fridge.
I went camping with Grandma and Grandpa. We slept in a tent, we cooked on an open fire, and we went hiking, and we saw a bear.
You let him spend an entire vacation with his other grandparents, and I haven't even had him for one night?
Oh, bad idea.
Charlie, Jake, and Alan sing into a microphone. Two and a Half Men, created by Chuck Lorre and Lee Aronson. Back in the kitchen.
From the moment that boy was born, Judah's parents squeezed me out of the picture and you let them.
Interesting point.
Excuse me, Mom, but when Jake was born, Judah's mother dropped everything and stayed with us for a month, cooking and cleaning and taking care of him.
Valid counterpoint.
Exactly. She's a pushy, pushy woman.
Personal opinion?
No, you went on a cruise.
But Judith was 2 days late, and I had non-refundable reservations. Like it would have killed her to get a C-section.
Alan's jaw hangs open.
Psychotic rant. Mom, are you listening to yourself?
Stupid question.
They both stare at Charlie.
You want to spend more time with your grandson? Spend more time with him. He's right here.
No, he goes to visit his other grandparents. He should come to visit me.
So you want to spend a week with him?
A week? Alan, I do have a life.
I'm confused. What exactly do you want?
The same quality time Jake spends with his other grandparents. But, you know, less. I'll tell you what. Bring him to my place around 6-ish tonight. I'll make him dinner and we'll have a fun sleepover.
Gee, Mom, I don't know.
Well, why not? Are you afraid one night with me will irreparably damage him?
Alan looks back at Charlie, who raises an eyebrow. Then they both look back at Evelyn.
Excuse me, I didn't hear any complaints when I was raising you two.
Really, the teenage drinking and constant running away wasn't a slight tip-off?
Oh, you were just a little drama queen, Charlie. And let's not forget, you always came back.
Kind of hard to find steady work when you're 9.
Whatever. My place, 6-ish.
Alan looks at Charlie.
Judith, I can't just leave him with you without discussing it with his mother.
Are you telling me you need to get your ex-wife's approval to let your own son spend time with your own mother?
He had a really bad lawyer.
Evelyn shakes her head.
The problem is, Alan, you let women walk all over you. You get that from your father?
Alan furrows his brow.
Have to clear it with Judith.
Well, fine, call her.
Right now?
Well, why not? Unless you'd rather I make the call.
Alan looks at Charlie. Alan stands up.
Probably not home. I'll just, I'll leave a message. That's,
On the phone.
Hi, Judith. Listen, it's Alan. Call me back when you get a chance.
He picks up the phone again.
Hello? Oh, hi, Judith, you old call screener, you. Listen, I just wanted to run something past you. Jake was telling my mom about the fun time he had with your parents, and she thought... What do you mean, no? I haven't even asked yet. Oh, really? Well, I've got news for you, lady. You can't say no. She's his grandmother. Well, she may be that, too. But she's still his grandmother, and this is my weekend with him. Charlie and I turned out fine. We did, too. Look, he's going, and that's that. All right, then, goodbye. It's settled. He'll be there at 6.
Thank you. Of course, it is rather short notice.
Mom!
Okay, fine. But don't get used to this. I'm not your full-time babysitter.
Alan's brow creases and his mouth hangs open. Evelyn leaves.
No. You called Mom's bluff and you stood up to your ex-wife. You maintained your self-respect and I'm proud of you.
Yeah, but what about Jake?
Oh, Jake. Jake's screwed.
Charlie and Alan arrive home with Jake, who carries new toys in each hand.
Movies, laser tag, video arcade?
Well, that's good. I wanted today to be special.
How come?
Just because I love you.
I love you too, Dad. You know how people say you can't buy love? I think they're wrong.
He looks at his new toys.
So what's the plan for tonight? Is it going to be special too?
Oh, God, I can't watch this.
What?
Charlie walks away.
Nothing. Oh, hey, here's $20.
Well, thanks.
You're going to spend tonight at Grandma's house.
Great. Wait, what?
You're going to have lots of fun. Right, Charlie?
This is the first time hearing of it, Jake.
I don't want to go to Grandma's. Here, take your money.
Come on, buddy. She loves you very much. And it's just for one night.
But we were having so much fun.
Think it through, Jake. Why were you having so much fun?
You tricked me.
Attaboy.
What'd I ever do to you?
It's not a punishment.
It's not a prize. I'm calling Mom.
No, calling Mom.
I know my rights. I get one phone call.
I've already told your mother.
She agreed?
She knows about it.
Uncle Charlie, can you get me out of this?
It depends. Are you willing to live in Mexico for a few years?
See.
Jake, please, do it as a favor to your grandmother who loves you. For me, for Uncle Charlie, but most of all, for me.
What do I get?
What do you mean, what do you get? I spent a fortune on you today.
That was because you love me. Now you need me.
Oh, God, this is a great kid.
Alan frowns.
What do you want?
A motorized razor scooter, the new Dragon Ball Z game, an iPod mini, and not to go to Grandma's.
I'll give you 3 out of 4.
Okay, forget the iPod.
Outside Evelyn's.
Come on. You're going to eat your dinner, watch some videos, play some games, and then you're going to go to bed. And we'll pick you up first thing tomorrow. Promise.
Your word means nothing to me.
Hey, give your dad a break. So he lied. You don't get the virgin to the volcano by telling her you're going to push her in.
Can't we just go home?
No, now, enough of this. I am the adult and you are the child.
And this is the volcano.
Now, you're going to go in there, you're going to behave yourself, and you're going to have a nice evening. Do we understand each other?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, ring the bell.
Jake faces Evelyn's door. Charlie and Alan creep quietly away.
Hey!
Turning back to face Evelyn, he jabs his ice cream in her face. Alan and Charlie are drinking in a bar.
Terrible thing.
Yeah. If only there was a magical liquid that could erase bad memories.
Charlie swigs his beer.
I am absolutely racked with guilt.
Alan, don't beat yourself up. You're a good dad who, in a moment of weakness, betrayed his only son. Oh, come on, he's not in any real danger.
Not physically, but you know as well as I do that Mom has the ability to say things that stick with you.
Yeah, forever and ever. My favorite was, they must have mixed you up with another baby because I could never have given birth to such a hateful child. Who writes that on a fifth grader's birthday card?
How about, it's no wonder your father doesn't come home from work. If I could get out of here, I would too.
Did I ever tell you about the time I wrote my first jingle for a national commercial? Mm. Pepsi. I invited Mom over to watch the Primetime Network debut. For 30 seconds, 20 million people were listening to my music. And at the end, Mom turned to me and said, you couldn't get Coke to hire you?
Nice, but I can top it.
Go.
It's the day of my wedding, right? And she's sitting there crying, and I think it's because she's happy. Turns out it was because she was, and I quote, so relieved you finally found someone who could love you.
Alan looks miserable.
You're right. Come on.
Great game.
The bar suddenly fills with scantily clad beach babes, two of whom carry balls.
Oh yeah, he'll be fine.
Who?
Jake.
He'll be fine.
Jake sits on the couch reading Mad magazine with a finger up his nose. Evelyn enters.
I thought we'd eat Japanese style. Good Lord, are you picking your nose?
I had to. There's stuff in it.
And where are you planning to put it?
I really didn't have a plan.
He looks around.
Don't you dare wipe that on my furniture. And not on your clothes, either.
He sticks his finger back up her nostril.
What are you doing now?
Putting it back.
She grabs a napkin.
Here, just wipe your hands.
Why?
Because we are going to eat dinner, and you've been rooting around in your nostril.
It's okay. I don't eat with my hands. I use a fork.
Wipe your hands.
Okay.
Thank you. Has your mother or father ever taken you out for sushi before?
No, I don't like raw fish.
Well, have you ever had it?
No.
How do you know you don't like it, then?
It's an educated guess.
Well, why don't you just try it? Let's start with the tuna, shall we? Go.
That's not tuna.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, I've had tuna.
Jake, it's tuna. Now, why don't you just take a little bite? Here. You dip it in the soy sauce first. There you go. Now have a bite.
You know, there's a girl at school, Elizabeth Kurzner, and her mom ate a whole bunch of sushi and had worms in it, and they grew in her stomach and crawled out of her eyes.
Oh, no, they didn't.
How do you know?
Just take a little bite.
Okay.
He tries some.
Spitting on my rug.
What do you want me to spit?
Don't spit at all.
I gotta get the taste out.
Well, look, have some ginger. No, Jake, that's wasabi.
What? Oh, you're trying to kill me!
Jake, no, that's an expensive pillow! Let him get me!
They wrestle for the pillow that Jake is licking. He falls back, kicking the tray of sushi off the table.
Okay, here.
In the bar...
I've just gotta ask... Playing volleyball on the beach every day. Don't you worry about melanoma?
Ellie, walk with me.
Be right back.
What? Listen closely. No man has ever gotten into a woman's pants chit-chatting about skin cancer.
You can't possibly know that.
Charlie waves a hand.
Nevertheless... Let's steer the conversation away from tumors, okay?
Okay. So, which one do you like?
One? Alan, God, in his infinite wisdom, has given us a big box of assorted chocolates, and you're just gonna try one?
So, are you thinking, like, two?
I was thinking, like, nine. But we'll see what happens.
You're not serious.
His will be done.
Jake watches as Evelyn scrubs the carpet.
What else do we have to eat?
You mean other than the $50 with the sushi and my carpet?
Yeah.
I don't suppose you'd eat squab.
No.
Do you even know what it is?
No, but it sounds pretty creepy. Squab.
Well, what would you eat?
Pretty much anything, except sushi and squab. Squab, squab. Squab, 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 squab.
Stop it.
Sorry. Squab.
Would you eat spaghetti?
I love spaghetti.
Wait, would you prefer vermicelli or linguine?
Spaghetti.
All right. What would you like on it? Puttanesca, bolognese, milanese, olive oil and truffles?
How about squab?
Her face sours.
I'm just kidding. Ketchup.
Of course.
And a slice of hot dogs.
Unbelievable. My grandson is a hillbilly.
In the bar, Alan dances between two beach babes. Charlie's at the table with three.
You know, I'm thinking we should move this party over to my place.
But we've been playing volleyball all day. We're all sweaty and sticky.
No problem. Me shower as Sue shower.
What?
I have a shower.
Good. you live alone?
Pretty much. Well, I let my brother stay with me, and he's got a kid, but he's at his grandmother's for the weekend.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, well, we're sweet people.
I was raised by my grandma. I called her Nana.
Is that so?
Yeah. I was raised by my grandma. I called her Nana.
She knocks back tequila.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. She was a big influence on me. She raised me. I called her Nana.
She sucks a lime, then laughs. Charlie sighs.
Oh, Jake, what have we done to you?
At Evelyn's.
Dinner, such as it is served. Jake, where are you? Come into the dining room.
Squab!
Jake leaps up from behind the sofa. In fright, Evelyn throws the plate of spaghetti she's carrying, which rains down on Jake. At the bar, Alan's still dancing an artless, funky dance with two beach babes.
Alan. Alan, I'm worried about the kid.
What kid?
Your kid, our kid. I think we should go to Mom's and get him.
Oh, come on. He's fine. It's just for one night, which, by the way, is rapidly becoming one of the best nights of my life. And grind, and grind, and step, and turn.
Alan, Alan, please.
Oh, hey, if you're so worried, why don't you call there? And grind, and grind, and grind, and grind, and grind.
What's her number?
You don't have her on speed dial?
Hey, if I can't eat it, bang it, or bet on it, it's not in my phone.
Alan grabs the phone and dials.
It's ringing. And grind, and grind, and I'm a lucky boy.
Charlie takes the phone to the bar.
Hello, Mom?
I can't talk to you now, Charlie. Get that out of your mouth. Are you an animal?
Mom? Hello? Hello?
And grind, and grind, and step, and step, and...
Whoa!
Charlie marches Alan out of the bar, outside Evelyn's.
You don't understand, Charlie. It was a woman's volleyball team, and I could have been the volleyball.
Get your priorities straight, will you?
I've got my priorities straight. I've had a kid for 11 years, but I've never had group sex.
Alan, you didn't miss anything. It's an overrated male fantasy.
Really?
No, are you kidding?
Charlie pushes Evelyn's door open, then looks back worriedly at Alan, who follows him inside.
He'd better be scarred for life.
Evelyn sits nursing a drink and smoking a cigarette on a couch covered in spaghetti.
Mom?
Oh, hello, boys.
What happened? Where's Jake?
I sent him up to take a bath. He had hot dogs and spaghetti in his hair.
Why would he have hot dogs and spaghetti in his hair?
Because he wouldn't eat squab.
Her eyes are barely open.
Squab.
Hey, what are you guys doing here?
We just wanted to see how things were going.
They're okay.
See? He's fine. Let's go back to the bar.
And take me with you.
Something drips into Evelyn's glass. She stares at it, perturbed.
Jake?
Yeah?
Did you turn the water off in the bathtub?
Evelyn regards her glass suspiciously, then glances up at the ceiling. Water gushes down on her. She looks like a drowned rat.
Say goodbye to Grandma.
Goodbye, Grandma.
Nightmare.
Back at the house.
You realize that in one night, he did what we couldn't do in a lifetime.
He broke her.
Chewed her up and spit her out.
It was a beautiful thing.
I'm gonna be truthful here, Alan. I always thought your kid was a little bit of a simpleton.
Me too.
But clearly, he is the chosen one.
Hey guys, check it out. Pull my finger.
Okay.
Jake pulled his own finger.
And they shall call him Jake.
ITFC audio description.